In West Africa, where a military coup this week toppled the government of Guinea, another country is hoping for a more peaceful transition of power. Ghana is holding a runoff election for president this weekend. Ghana's new leader will govern a country that produces cocoa and gold and will soon be awash in oil revenue. A British company discovered massive oil reserves off Ghana's coast last year. Despite the falling price of oil, the prospect of greater prosperity has excited many Ghanaians. But others fear the new wealth will bring new problems. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
In this sheltered cove near the town of Axim, a long line of fishermen work together to hoist a massive net on board their boat. They'll soon head out, spending 3 or 4 days searching for fish in the Gulf of Guinea. They've been living this way for generations, but the fish stocks are disappearing. So some are starting to look to the huge oil rigs that are sprouting above the sea just offshore.
I would stop fishing and go to work on the oil rig right away, because the fishing business is no longer lucrative. At least I'd be guaranteed a monthly salary working on a rig.
All along the coast, expectations are building. At a high school in the town of Hafasini, students fantasize about a future enriched by petroleum.
I would like to work for the oil company. I'm like being the manager with my suits, my tie. I'll buy a very posh car, build a very nice house. So I'll be very rich, and people will always respect me.
That is certainly the hope, but there are also fears born of experience. Economist Kwamena Esifiaje is an advisor to the outgoing president. He estimates that even with falling prices, oil revenues could bring in hundreds of millions of dollars every year. But Aje wonders who will benefit.
Gold has been mined here, extracted for some 100 years. There isn't much to show for it. Why?
Aje grew up in a fishing village himself. He's emerged as a powerful voice for the people who live in the region.
The local communities must benefit from the oil that will and gas that will be extracted nearby. If they don't, we might be in store for agitation similar to what's been happening in the Niger Delta.
Violence, corruption, crime have grown in nearby Nigeria, along with the anger of locals who complain they have nothing to show for their nation's oil wealth. The company running the show in Ghana says that won't happen here. Gert-Jan Smulders is with Tullow Oil and Gas.
We have already started the engagement with the communities to understand and to manage their expectations, because in reality our actual footprint is going to be very small. But the spin-off and benefits from the oil industry and the revenues that the government will be getting will give us a real opportunity to allow the Ghanaians to benefit from the oil find.
Kweku Appiah-Addo chairs a government committee looking at how to manage the resource and the money flowing from it. He acknowledges the risks and Ghana's own struggles with corruption. Addo is relying on Ghana's relative stability and political maturity to see it through any tensions that arise.
I think the one thing that we're doing, in addition to all the euphoria that has been generated by the oil find, is to manage expectations and let the populace understand that we are not all going to get rich very quickly overnight, but we could actually use the oil industry and the funds that we generate from the oil industry as a catalyst to move or stimulate the other components of the economy as well.
The oil is scheduled to start flowing in less than 2 years. That may not be fast enough for the fishermen. They've already been prohibited from fishing near the rigs where they claim they could find big catches. Tullow's Gert-Jan Smulders says the fishermen need to stay away.
The actual impact on the fishery is a lot less than they originally envisaged, because the surface presence is minimal. They have to keep their safe distance from the rigs, because these are quite specialized rigs. They keep position by running their engines all the time, and they are very strong engines that can suck in the nets and the fishermen. So it's for their own safety, they have to keep a safe distance. But it's still only a very small area in the whole ocean, so we'll help them to find and continue their fishing operations.
But with no firm plans in place and fewer fish in the sea, these villages face an uncertain future. This woman stands amidst a series of empty drums that used to be full of smoked fish. Fishing is the only trade, she says, people have ever known. The way things are going, she says, everyone might have to abandon the village well before the oil bonanza begins. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Aksum, Ghana.